On air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, the North West has lost a junior minister. Sligo Leitrim and South Donegal TD Frank Feehan has returned to the back benches along with Colm Brophy following today's junior ministerial reshuffle. There's been a breakthrough in the delivery of a new community hospital for Lifford. A site's been identified by the HSE and Donegal County Council. Crime in the North West has increased in most areas. We'll have a report on figures released today by the CSO. And there's been a cautious welcome to confirmation from Feroiga that they will continue to provide services to young people in Dunloe and Killybegs, but questions over whether it'll be enough. Later in the bulletin, Kenny is here with sports news. That's coming up at around 5:15. But we begin with the loss of a junior minister in the Northwest. Sligo Leitrim and South Donegal TD Frank Feehan and Colm Brophy have both been returned to the back benches. Frank Feehan had been attached to the Department of Health with specific responsibility for drugs. Fine Gael TD's Jennifer Cara McNeil and Kieran O'Donnell have been promoted to the junior ministerial ranks after today's reshuffle. With more, here's political correspondent Sean Defoe.
Two new faces among the ministerial ranks. Jennifer Carroll McNeil's been promoted to Minister of State in the Department of Finance, while Kieran O'Donnell was appointed to the Department of Housing. Others have moved jobs. Peter Burke is the new European Affairs Minister, while Fianna Fáil's Thomas Byrne moves from that role to become Minister for Sport. Sean Fleming moves out of Finance to become the Minister for Overseas Development in the Department of Foreign Affairs. Responsibility for the Gaeltacht will go to OPW Minister Patrick O'Donovan. Kerry's Brendan Griffin was offered a junior ministry but turned it down, citing family reasons, which caused a last-minute rethink of positions.
Cabinet also approved an updated climate action bill this afternoon. Ministers sanctioned policy changes which would mean a reduction in free parking for the civil service and on-street parking in areas well served by public transport. The plan also contains commitments to significantly reduce emissions in the agriculture sector and to cut the number of cars on the road by 20% by 2030. There has been a major breakthrough in the delivery of a new community hospital in Lifford following talks between the HSE and Donegal County Council. A 3.5-acre site has been identified on the outskirts of the town. The long-term plan is to provide a new community hospital on a greenfield site, along with a primary care centre and 177 car parking spaces. The Department of Health has indicated the HSE can now move to apply for funding. Councillor Gerry Crawford is a member of the HSE's Regional Health Forum West. He says there is a lot of discussion and a lot of a way to go before anything concrete is achieved, but he still believes today's is a major step.
Well, it's good news on the progress. It isn't near finalised yet. As you would be aware, over a very long number of years now, very many people have been involved and highlighting the necessity for such a community hospital to be returned to Lifford following the closure of the existing facilities. That's something that many people, including the Friends of Lifford Hospital, have been very involved in. I'm on the HSE and have raised it on a number of occasions and have encouraged conversations between the HSE and the Council as to the possibility of a greenfield site and their multi-use park in Lifford. Where we're at now is the requirement of the HSE. That they've indicated now that they would require 3.75 acres. We're not there yet. But it was a good news story and a hopeful story for the return of a community hospital to the Lifford area.
And for many years, there has been ongoing campaigns to retain the hospital there and for the delivery of a new one. So this step forward cannot be underestimated.
First of all, on the HSE side, there was always the lack of an indication that the hospital would be required there. That seems to have been put aside now with the HSE's involvement with the department and seeking funding for that, and with the department seeking further information and further requests as to siting of the hospital. The council have rode in here and they're working hard with the HSE now to locate the hospital on a site on the N14. It isn't there, but it's certainly a big step forward from where we were several months and maybe a year ago.
And that was Councillor Gerry Crawford there speaking to Michaela Clark. Almost 7,000 people were awaiting beds at some point over the past year at Letterkenny University Hospital. Figures released today by the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation reveal 6,793 admitted patients were without beds at the hospital at some point in 2022. That's up 17% on last year's figure. The national figure this year was 118,662. Crime has increased in most areas across the Northwest, with decreases in homicides and in controlled drug seizures. The figures were published today by the CSO, as Emma Ryan now reports.
The figures published today by the CSO show that from January to the end of September, homicide and related offences increased in all regions except the Northwest, which saw a 10% decrease. Incidents of attempted murder, threats to murder, assaults, harassments and related offences, meanwhile, were up 22% in the region. A 30% increase was recorded in incidents of burglary and related offences in the Northwest, the highest percentage in the state, while the region also recorded a 29% rise in robbery, extortion and hijacking offences. Thefts and related offences, meanwhile, were up 32% in the Northwest. The number of controlled drug offences was down across all Garda regions in the first 9 months of the year, with the Northwest recording the largest fall at 28%.
There's been a cautious welcome to confirmation from Feroiga that it will continue to provide services to young people in Dunloe and in Killybegs. There was upset after claims emerged yesterday that the service was to close. In a statement, Feroiga says, in line with TUSLA plans to extend the availability of its funded youth services in Donegal, Feroiga was asked to broaden the reach of its services to cover a broader range of areas in Donegal. Parent Margaret Rose spoke on the 9 till noon show today. She says she met with her Feroiga representative last evening, after which she believes the service will continue, albeit on a limited basis.
There will still be a service. It won't be the same service. It'll be in a different format with smaller groups, and it'll be on a needs basis. And it'll focus solely on the kids with difficulties. She agreed with me, yes, this will restrict numbers. It'll change from a weekly session for a child. So basically, a child will need to be referred to the service. They'll be referred for 6 to 8 weeks. When their 6 or 8 weeks are up, they'll just move on to the next group of kids. And it's not good enough. I am not standing for it. Who gets these places? If there's 10 places on each group for the 6 or 8 weeks, who gets these places? But she agreed with me that the manpower to go through these referrals is going to be an issue. So they haven't thought it through at all.
The logical thing to do is to see that it's working, provide more funding and find another way of making it available to more children.
Yeah, and like, they have this set up in Dunloe. Why not just... Yeah, do this, say in Flinttown, do this, because as of yesterday, now we're aware that it covers a much greater area than we originally thought even yesterday. It's going to cover from Flinttown right the way to Creasla. Why not set one up in Creasla and just copy everything that the Dunloe office has done in other places in Donegal? And it's the secrecy of it all. Like, when I asked about, you know, why the big secret, like, why only for this information was leaked, we would never know.
And that was Margaret Rose speaking to Greg Hughes on today's 9 till noon show. Within a statement to Highland Radio News today, TUSLA says it has not reduced funding to Feroiga or asked Feroiga to move premises or seek services in the Dunloe area. The statement says TUSLA will continue to work closely with Feroiga to ensure the continuity of service provision. And you can read the statements from both Feroiga and TUSLA on our website, highlandradio.com. Childline's 24/7 support line is experiencing a spike in callers seeking support relating to suicide, conflict at home and unhappiness. This December, the advice from the charity is for young people to reach out if they're going through a tough time. Its services and supports are available to children and young people 24 hours a day, every day. They can be reached on 1-800-666-6666. Childline's Director of Services is Caroline O'Sullivan.
Regardless of what is going on for them, no matter what is going on for them, Childline is available to them all throughout the Christmas period, 24 hours a day. And regardless of whether they think their issue is a big issue or a small issue, that doesn't matter, because they matter to us. And regardless of what it is that's going on for them, how they're feeling, we will be there all throughout Christmas.
Donegal Airport is reminding people of the dangers of flying drones in and around the facility. The airport's protected with a control zone within which it's illegal to fly a drone at any time unless permission's been granted by air traffic control at the airport. Eilish Doherty is managing director of Donegal Airport. She says while the skies may look clear, flying drones can pose dangers to many aircraft.
A lot of people nowadays are using flight radar as well. Flight radar is great for aircraft that are equipped with the technology to display on flight radar, but there are other aircraft operating that don't have that technology, smaller aircraft, who could actually be more impacted by a drone operating. So, yeah, it's good to be aware that that can be the case.
Calls have been reiterated for safety measures at an accident black spot in Inishowen, which has seen an estimated 10 collisions in the past year alone. Councillor Ina Donaghy says the site on the Umracam Road between Cock Hill and the North Pole Junction needs to be addressed because of the regular crashes. She says the council must take action because if it doesn't, someone's going to get badly hurt.
And there have been a number of accidents at a particular site out there at a filling station. There have been a number of minor accidents as well that the neighbours have told me that haven't been reported to the Gardaí, but there are a number of accidents happened there that the Gardaí had to be called to. And in fact, in one case, a person had to be cut out of the car. So there certainly is a problem there on that part of the road. We need to see what this problem is. There is a dip on the road. I do believe that the dip on the road is contributing to the amount of accidents that are happening there. But it's something that we need to look at sooner rather than later before there is a fatality. There certainly is a huge problem there. Council have appropriate signage up there. I think something needs to be done, something from an engineering perspective needs to be done. With the dip and the neighbours that live in the immediate area of the filling station, they can only get out of their own homes, they have told me, with great difficulty, and that's been happening for a long time now. We definitely need, and I've spoken to the engineer about it, and the engineer has said yes, that he will look at the whole area and get the design team to look at it as well to see what could be done to make it safer for everybody.
Councillor Rena Donaghy. The HSE says there has been an alarming rise in cases of COVID in Ireland. Cases are up 75% in 1 week, while hospitalisations are up 90% since the start of December. Those displaying symptoms are being urged to stay at home, and people are being encouraged to wear masks in busy settings and when on public transport. Chief Clinical Officer Dr. Colm Henry says the healthcare system is now under pressure.
Seen a significant and alarming rise in cases of COVID-19 out in the community and also in hospitals and likewise influenza. We've seen a 75% rise in COVID cases and a 90% rise in those hospitalised beginning of December. And likewise with influenza, we've seen a 75% rise in cases the past week with 35% rise in cases in hospital. So there's sustained pressures right across the healthcare system.
As we said earlier, the Cabinet has signed off on a climate action plan. It aims for a 20% reduction in car journeys by 2030 while increasing the number of electric vehicles. Labour leader Ivana Bacic says she looks forward to reading the plan in full, but warned that climate and biodiversity must become a priority for the government. Peter Thorne is chair of the Climate Change Advisory Council's Adaptation Committee. He says one really important thing is that Ireland produces enough renewable energy.
A huge amount of offshore potential to produce more energy than we need and to indeed net export energy to others, the continent and other users in the future. So it's certainly the right strategy to really look at renewable energy and invest in renewable energy, not just for us, but to export and to be an income stream to us as citizens of Ireland.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports Letterkenny. Shop local and find the perfect gift with free next day delivery on orders over €85 at michaelmurphysports.ie.
17 minutes past five. Good evening, Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Donal. Good evening. Starting with Gaelic games on the athletic grounds in Armagh as the venue this evening for the rescheduled AIB Ulster Club Intermediate Football Championship final. That's between Galbally Pearces of Tyrone and Carduff of Monaghan. The game was originally set for Park Isla in Newry, was then put back a week, then moved back a further 24 hours and to a new venue, and then postponed for a third time due to the wintry weather last week, and it has been rescheduled for tonight. Throw-in is at 8 o'clock. And the All-Ireland Club Football semi-finals will take place as a double-header at Croke Park on Sunday, January the 8th. Dublin's Kilmacud Crokes will play Cairns O'Rahillies of Kerry at 1:30. That'll be followed by the meeting of Glen of Derry and Galway's Moy Cullen. That one starts at 3:30. In soccer, the Republic of Ireland will warm up for the start of the European Championship qualifying campaign with a friendly at home to Latvia. The Baltic nation will visit the Aviva Stadium on March the 22nd. That's 5 days before Stephen Kenny's side take on France. Ireland have won all five of their previous encounters with Latvia, the most recent of which was in 2013. Cross-channel, Manchester United return to action tonight with a Carabao Cup fourth-round tie at home to Championship leaders Burnley. There's an 8 o'clock start at Old Trafford. Tonight's other ties start at 7.45 with Brighton away to Charlton and Nottingham Forest there travelling to Blackburn. In the Scottish Premiership tonight, Celtic, they host Livingstone. A win for the Hoops tonight will put them 9 points clear of second-place Rangers. In other news, Wolves are set to tie up the signing of Matias Cunha from Atletico Madrid. The Brazilian forward was initially arrive on loan with an obligation to buy for €50 million. Cunha has been undergoing a medical with the Premier League club today, having already agreed terms. And Tottenham forward Richarlison, he's undergoing an MRI scan today on a hamstring problem that he sustained in the injury in Brazil's World Cup quarter-final loss to Croatia. Elsewhere, back at home, a report from the FAI revealed that attendances in the League of Ireland were 29% up in the Premier Division last year. A breakdown of figures shows that Finn Harp's average attendance was 1,293. That was up from 1,154 the previous season. Derry City's average crowd was 3,184, up from 2,049 the previous season. Leading the way was Shamrock Rovers with an average league attendance of 5,379. In darts, Antrim's Josh Rock is into the third round of the PDC World Darts Championship. He defeated Callan Ridge by 3-0 and will face Nathan Aspinall in the next round. Earlier, Cork's John O'Shea threw away a 2-set lead to lose 3-2 to Darius Labanaskas. This evening sees Limerick's Willie O'Connor take on Gabriel Clemens of Germany. But the star attraction tonight is three-time champion Michael van Gerwen. He opens his account with a second round match against Welsh qualifier Lewis Williams. In rugby, the IRFU confirmed a combined Provinces 15 will compete in a pilot Women's Celtic Challenge tournament. The competition will involve one team each from Ireland, Scotland and Wales playing home and away fixtures over a six-week period from the end of January. It's intended to provide high-quality rugby in preparation for the Six Nations. The ambition is to launch a six-team tournament with two teams from each country in 2024. Finally, for this evening, in Olympics news, Russia's 2012 Olympic 400 metres hurdles champion has been stripped of her gold medal 10 years on from the event in London. Natalia Anchuk was handed a four-year ban in October after being named in a World Anti-Doping Agency investigation into cheating. She had 45 days to appeal the decision, but the deadline has now passed and a number of her results have been wiped out, including the Olympic final in London. That's your sport. It's back to Donal.
Thank you very much indeed, Kenny. A new survey is being rolled out to Islanders in Donegal in a bid to gather their perspective on the sustainability of tourism. The overall study is intended to enhance the understanding of the true cost and benefit of tourism to the islands and how best to maximise the economic return for communities while reducing and eliminating the environmental and socio-cultural identity damage of the islands. Jimmy O'Connell, the head of the Department for Heritage and Tourism at the ATU, says the results will allow for the future planning of tourism on the islands of Donegal.
This is actually the second part of a larger survey that began earlier in the spring, where we started to collect information from tourists visiting six islands, so from Tory, Armagh and Donegal to Inishbofin and the three Aran Islands in County Galway. And now we move to the second stage of the survey, which is collecting information from the island residents themselves. And the information we'll be collecting from the residents is to get their own perspectives on tourism on the islands, and even throughout the year, the different seasons and so on, their own experiences with it, how they interact with it themselves, and also their own opinions on, you know, how tourism impacts their own lives on the islands, but not just their own lives directly, but also their own environment and also the cultural fabric of the islands themselves.
And we have seen a number of islands in Donegal roll out tourism initiatives, but I suppose there are positives and negatives to this. As you say, you want to hear from the community how this is impacting on their daily lives.
Yeah, and I guess the main purpose of bringing more islands in under the study is that once we have all the information collected, it will allow islands to compare with one another based on how they're performing in certain areas. But this particular model that we're using to collect the information, as I said, we collect it from the tourists, from the residents, and then the final stage is collecting it from the actual businesses that engage with tourism directly. This will give us an overall picture, really, of not just the economic benefit of tourism to the islands, but also the cost of servicing tourism on the islands, the cost to the environment on the islands, and the cost to the local culture and so on.
There have been 172 reports of police officers being assaulted in the Derry City and Strabane area this year. It doesn't include the attempted murder of two police officers in Strabane last month. With more, here's Jonathan Byrne.
Between January 1st and December 6th, it was reported that police officers in Derry and Strabane were assaulted 172 times. Area Commander Chief Superintendent Nigel Goddard says assaults on police officers are never acceptable and should never be tolerated as being part of the job. He says 2022 has seen the senseless actions of people seeking to cause harm and disruption, including the attack on police officers in Strabane and the forcing of a delivery driver to drive a viable device across Derry. Up until December 10th, police attended 22,486 calls in the district this year. Chief Superintendent Goddard says an ongoing priority is disrupting the sale and supply of dangerous and illegal drugs and targeting those who cause the most harm in communities.
And a €50,000 winning lotto ticket has been sold in Lifford. The Old Daily's filling station and diner was informed last night they had sold the winning Euro Millions ticket. The winner hasn't yet come forward. Sharon Neeson, store manager, says they've been lucky in recent times.
We're absolutely buzzing. There's a great atmosphere around the shop. We got the call last night just from the lotto headquarters at around 9 o'clock. One of our staff took the call, and since then it's just everybody's just so delighted for whoever it was. We have sold a good few big prizes, like in the 5,000 range, but last 2 weeks alone we've had a couple of good scratch card winners. We've actually had one €1,000 one on Friday last week, so we are expecting the big one now in the next couple of weeks, we think.
Well, the forecast mostly cloudy with some showers. Clear spells and showers overnight, but the showers will become more isolated later the longer we go into the night. Lowest temperatures tonight, -1 to +4 degrees Celsius, with winds decreasing light and variable. Some frost and patches of mist and fog will form. The frost will clear tomorrow morning, gradually from most places, leaving a mainly dry day with some bright spells. Just a few isolated showers. Top temperatures on Thursday, 5 to 8 degrees Celsius, a little lower where the fog is slow to clear. And that's Highland Radio News. Main stories in brief. And the North West has lost the junior minister. Sligo Leitrim and South Donegal TD Frank Feehan has been returned to the back benches, along with Colin Brophy. Fine Gael TD's Jennifer Carl McNeil and Kieran O'Donnell have been promoted to the junior ministerial ranks after a reshuffle today. Cabinet has also passed updates to the climate action plan. There have been major breakthroughs in the delivery of a new community hospital for Lifford today, with confirmation that a 3.5-acre site has been identified on the outskirts of the town. Discussions have been taking place between the HSE and Donegal County Council. The Department of Health has now given the HSE the go-ahead to apply for funding. And almost 7,000 people waited on beds at Letterkenny University Hospital over the course of the year so far. 6,793, according to the INMO. Next news at 6. Good evening. The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, the 21st of December. The sudden death has taken place of Neely Carey, formerly of Ballymacarthur, Greencastle. He died at his sister Eileen Doherty Jack's home in Redford, Cooldaff. Neil will repose at Eileen's home from 8 o'clock this evening, with family time please from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. Funeral arrangements will be confirmed later. The death has taken place of Thomas Alexander Lexi Moore, Moyle Road, Ludden, Buncrana. Funeral service in his home at 12 noon on Saturday, followed by burial in St. Mary's Church of Ireland burial ground. House strictly private, please. Family flowers only. Donations in lieu, if desired, to Beaumont Hospital ICU North, care of Adair and Neely funeral directors. The death has taken place of John Harkin, Clonkilly Moor, Termon. His remains will repose at his late residence from 12 noon tomorrow. Funeral will take place in St. Columbus Church, Termon, on Saturday at 11, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. House private, please, from 10 p.m. daily and on the morning of the funeral. Rosary nightly at 9. Family flowers only, please.
The death has occurred of Peggy MacDonald, 21, Summerhill, Buncrana, formerly of Ballycastle, County Antrim. Her remains are reposing at her home. Removal from there on Friday morning at 10:15 to St Mary's Church, Cock Hill for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Peggy's Requiem Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Kathleen Fox, 9, Lower Ard O'Donnell, Letterkenny. Kathleen's remains are reposing at her late residence until 10 o'clock this evening and again tomorrow from 12 noon to 10 with rosary nightly at 9. House private, please, on the morning of the funeral. Funeral on Friday morning at 22:11 going to St Eunan's Cathedral, Letterkenny for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, which can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. Interment afterwards in New Leck Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to St Vincent de Paul, St Camilla's Conference, Letterkenny, care of any family member. The death has occurred of Mary McHugh, née Preston, 83, Hillview Park, Castle Derg. The family home is open to the public today. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 11:20 for Requiem Mass at 12 noon in St Patrick's Church, Castle Derg. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Elizabeth Matilda Rutherford, Betty, Main Street, Manor Cunningham. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow afternoon at 2:45 for 2 o'clock funeral service in Raimohi Parish Church, Manor Cunningham, followed by burial in the family plot in the adjoining graveyard. House private, please. Family and friends welcome, with family time from 10 p.m. to 12 noon and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Raimohi Parish Church funds, care of any family member or Terence McClintock, funeral director. The death has taken place in Glasgow of Marianne McKenna, née McGee, formerly of Ballycarrigan, Clohan. Funeral Mass in Immaculate Conception Church, Maryhill, Glasgow, on Friday at 12 noon, followed by burial at Lamb Hill Cemetery at 1:15. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. And the death has occurred of Anne McLaverty, Lower Dunmore, Falkara. Anne's remains are reposing at her late home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning, going to St Finian's Church, Falkara, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Rosary tonight at 9 with family time, please, from 11 p.m. tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Northwest Hospice. Anne's funeral mass can be viewed live on mcnmedia.tv. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.